Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Shortlist.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced.
There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic.
But I had no intent to break any Russian law.
Earlier today, the January 6th committee in the House requested phone records from Alex Jones.
What we are saying is that we cannot dictate where members of Congress go.
No, we can't. And guess what? I just have to say Ron DeSantis is my hero. That is all. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm glad you're here. Glad it's Friday. I'll have to say that. Looking forward to the weekend. Hope you got big plans. Victoria Babu still in here with us for one final hour this morning.
Yes,
great to have you with us.
It's been wonderful being here. For you guys, I will wake up at 3 in the morning.
We appreciate
for
that.
For you guys.
We really do.
No,
yeah.
You want to come back next week?
I think you have somebody who's very talented, all set to go. I think I need a week off in between for all the beauty rest. I need a lot of it, kids.
We appreciate you. I'm at a Deerberg's, about a month ago or so, and I ran into Victoria there. I'm like, hey, you're back in town. Would you ever have any interest in filling in? And lo and behold, we got her for a week. That was just awesome.
Glad to help out. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate that. We've been covering a lot of stuff for you this morning. Lots to get to still. Before the hour is over, we're going to talk to Chanel Rione. Chanel is the chief White House correspondent for One American News. And I'm sure she's got plenty to talk about. They've declared a national emergency on monkeypox. A national emergency for monkeypox. 7,000 cases in the United States. They know specifically which community it's largely affecting. And I'm not saying they shouldn't treat it, but I don't know that it rises to the level of national emergency at this point. Everything's an emergency. If everything's an emergency, nothing's an emergency. So we'll talk to Chanel about that. And also this reconciliation bill that the Democrats are working on today. They're hoping to get it finished and to the president's desk sometime by early next week. And if you're on the opposite party, there's not going to be a single vote in favor of it. It's going to be straight party line vote to spend billions of dollars in the middle of a recession. It defies logic. So anyway, Chanel will be on here at about 8:35. And we'll chat with her about that for sure. back to Ron DeSantis for a minute. I don't know if you heard what he did yesterday, but he suspended a district attorney down in the Tampa area who announced that he was not going to prosecute or consider any case dealing with a limitation on abortion because he doesn't agree with it politically. It goes beyond prosecutorial discretion, which could lead one to a couple of really good questions about Governor Parson and and or Eric Schmidt is the attorney general here looking at Kim Gardner and her lack of prosecution of many of these cases. Just refusal to prosecute because she doesn't happen to like, she's got a list of police officers she decided she doesn't like. Not because there's anything's been found wrong with any of them. That's the situation we're in Missouri. So look at Florida. Go to cut five for me, please, Carl.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law. And I can tell you the states and the localities that have allowed this to happen, they are ruining the day.
Yeah, keep raising that profile. You know, we told you yesterday Ron DeSantis was going to make an announcement yesterday at some point that was supposed to set liberal hair on fire. It worked. There's no doubt about that. Here was the Florida Attorney General, if you missed this, Ashley Moody, yesterday as well. Cut six.
When folks around this nation started talking about reducing police forces, defunding police, our governor stood up and said, oh, no. How do we increase funding? How do we give our police raises? How do we recruit more to the state of Florida? And under his leadership, we launched a Be a Florida Hero program. I am proud to tell you, we have record number of officers moving to Florida from other states because their governors don't uphold the law and don't back the blue. We're going to see a lot more Florida heroes in the months to come. And we are very, very grateful for the strong, attentive, detail-oriented leadership of this governor and the fact that he takes seriously his responsibility to faithfully ensure that our laws are executed and our people are safe.
Wow. What a great endorsement from the Attorney General of Florida. I wonder if he wrote that for her. I'm just kidding. That was great, though. I mean, she clearly thinks a lot of her governor down there. I half jokingly said this earlier, but I would say to Governor Parson and any other Republican governor in the country, it's okay to model yourself after Ron DeSantis. That's okay. Nobody's going to mind that you're copying what somebody else is doing. He's showing some leadership here on this issue. And in our case, it's something you could argue is a life or death situation every day as people are getting killed and robbed and carjacked on the streets of St. Louis. And we have a prosecutor who's not doing anything. Jerk her out of there. Maybe the problem is in the way the Constitution's written in Florida versus here. But the governor apparently has that authority down in Florida. So I think that is fantastic. Hey, when we come back, I promised this a minute ago. Before we get to Chanel Rion, I want to talk about this decision by Merrick Garland. This Breonna Taylor case was a big case, caused protests and riots all over the place, particularly down in Louisville. And now Merrick Garland has sicked the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. They've been working on this apparently since he took office a year and a half ago, and they finally found a way that they can charge these four police officers. I disagree with it. I think they had to tie themselves in knots to do it, but we're going to talk about that and more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sit down in the kitchen and fix me something good to eat.
What I've said from the beginning. This is a political witch hunt.
All right. Actually, this story's got nothing to do with Eric Greitens, but I love that comment. Because what's happened in Louisville, Kentucky, in this Breonna Taylor case with the DOJ, is a witch hunt. It's the definition of it. They have decided they're going to look and look and look and look until they find something they refer to as evidence to try to persecute or prosecute somebody in this case. And in this case, they're trying to target the police officers who, firing shots in self-defense, accidentally killed the woman living in this apartment after her boyfriend opened fire on them. You remember that case? It drew nationwide headlines because of supposed no-knock warrants. And if you remember, and I think this is an important thing to remember, Breonna Taylor, her ex-boyfriend, was a drug dealer. That's who police were looking for at the time this happened. I want you to listen to Merrick Garland explain this, because this is what he's doing. They've gone back. The Department of Justice has gone back and decided that they're going to charge these officers with her death because he claims that they lied to get the warrant in the first place. And if they hadn't done that, she wouldn't be dead. Now listen to this. Here we go.
Members of the Place-Based Investigations Unit falsified the affidavit used to obtain the search warrant of Ms. Taylor's home. That this act violated federal civil rights laws, and that those violations resulted in Ms. Taylor's death.
You know, it's funny. Nobody ever got charged with all those fake FISA warrants that they filed to put surveillance on the Trump Tower during the Trump campaign. Do you ever see any convictions in that case? No. And you got FBI agents talking about it. You know they faked evidence to continue with FISA warrants. So this gets back to the issue here. Now, listen to this attorney explain the loophole they had to go to because they couldn't prosecute police for the shooting. That's what they wanted to do. And the police in Louisville looked at it. The state's attorney general in Kentucky looked at it and said, we really can't fault them for opening fire when they were fired upon. For regardless of the reason, they have a right to defend themselves. Listen to what Merrick Garland and his overly aggressive DOJ did in this case.
You know, the law makes it very difficult to charge officers with firing shots when they are fired upon. The law says once the table is set, then an officer who finds himself in a life or death situation does have a right to shoot. And so what the Justice Department has done here is they've gone back one step. Why was the table set? Why did they get this no-knock warrant? And by finding that they had made false representations to obtain the warrant, that was the crack in this case. And they
So they're claiming that the false information here supposedly is that one of the police officers testified that the Postal Service told him, a postal inspector, that packages were being delivered to this house in the name of her ex-boyfriend, the drug dealer. But he heard that he later claimed from another police officer. And now they're going to go after him for lying about this. And in return, because he supposedly lied about the fact that mail was being delivered there, that's what they based the warrant on, and therefore she ended up dying, and therefore these police officers must be guilty. Look at the length they're going to here to prosecute law enforcement for trying to track down a drug dealer. And here's what you need to know about this, and this is important because it doesn't get reported nearly enough. I'm going to read this right out of an AP article from right after this happened, back in October 7th of 2020. The police files contain conflicting information about contacts and when they ended between Taylor and her ex-boyfriend. In a recorded jailhouse interview, he claimed they hadn't been around each other in 2 months, but there was security video from a camera showing Breonna Taylor and Glover together in the same vehicle less than 1 month before her death. He was driving her car. They pulled up in front of a residence. He went inside to drop something off. And then she got out of the car, and you can see her on camera. Then she got back in the car, and he got back in the car together with her, and they drove off. So there was plenty of evidence the two of them were still together. And the other evidence was she was still handling his finances for him, the drug dealer. So there was all kinds of reason for police to be looking at her as an accomplice to a drug dealer. They're trying to completely delegitimize what the police were doing here so they can prosecute them. And what does this remind you of? Let me ask. And the name that will come to mind for you is police officer Darren Wilson. It wasn't enough for them that the highway patrol in St. Louis County looked at this shooting of Michael Brown from every possible angle and discovered Brown's DNA on the gun where he reached into the car to assault the police officer to try to take his weapon away from him before he charged the police officer and got shot to death. And in the end, they couldn't find any reason, any wrongdoing by Darren Wilson, period. So what did the Barack Obama do? What did Eric Holder do? They sent in 50 FBI agents to scour for evidence to find some reason. The Department of Justice had to find some reason to charge somebody, to find something wrong to appease the lunatics on the left, to prosecute and persecute this police officer. Now, in Darren Wilson's case, he was civilly charged, but they had a hell of a time. They had these 50 officers in there from the FBI who couldn't find anything. But in Louisville, Merrick Garland, Mr. Law and Order, who would have been on the Supreme Court with his bias, thank God that didn't happen, had to go back and twist the law into pretzels to find some reason for the fact that these officers shouldn't have been anywhere near Breonna Taylor to begin with, even though evidence suggests she still had plenty of contacts with this drug dealer they were trying to track down. I wonder how many people died because of the illicit drugs he was selling on the streets of Louisville. That story never gets told. Quick break here. We come back. Chanel Rione is going to join us, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News. We'll talk about this situation with the Biden administration and monkeypox, among other things. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I must admit, full disclosure, I've
I've spoken to the chairwoman about the possibility of my being able to buy one of those Corvettes that are electric vehicles that, when they come out. I'm not going to be able to do it because I can't drive a vehicle while I'm vice president, while I'm president.
Oh, whatever. I mean, he has been both. So I guess, you can understand the confusion. He was vice president longer than he's been president, but he can't drive an electric Corvette. Who would want an electric Corvette? I'm sorry. I want that big V8 roaring in front of me when I'm driving my Corvette.
Wasn't that the whole purpose of a car?
Corvette.
That's a V8 engine?
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah, I know. But, one of the people that gets to kind of interpret the president's thoughts all the time, my friend Chanel Rione from One American News. Chanel, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Oh, what a dubious title you just gave me. Do I get to interpret Joe Biden?
Yes.
Is that my job?
That's part of your job now, right?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if anyone can inherit that title. No one hardly sees him.
Right, because he's either on the fake set that they built to look like the Oval Office or, he's got the lid on somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's really funny because when he has to go to that fake set and before we dive into that rabbit hole, there's a lot of people out there in the conservative world who truly believes he's just an actor and he lives on a Hollywood set somewhere. This is a preface. He doesn't. He actually is Joe Biden. He actually lives at the White House. And yes, there is a fake set on the White House grounds. And that fake set is built specifically so that Joe Biden can more comfortably read a significantly larger teleprompter for those days when he is not doing so well. That's actually not a joke. He really does need there are days where he's not doing so well, so they need to have a much bigger teleprompter. That's when they move him into that bigger room.
Wow. A little behind the scenes here. I'd seen that picture of the big teleprompter they've got in front of him, and he still squints like he can't read it. That's pretty amazing. It is. Chanel, it was great to see you and Cortland and your beautiful son the other night at the Greitens event.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, Greitens is a personal friend of ours, so it was a little bittersweet. We were able to catch up with a lot of old friends and see you there. That was nice. But yeah, that was... It was nice to be back in the central time zone where time moves more realistically than it does here in D.C.
Yeah, that's true. Good to get back home. But now you're back at work. I have to ask, I watched an interview earlier with, the medical doctor, the guy in charge of the coronavirus response now, and he's talking about a national emergency that's been declared up there for monkeypox. I mean, I think we've got like 7,000 cases, and I'm not downplaying it. I mean, I know it's got to be painful, but 7,000 cases out of 340 million people is hardly a national emergency.
No, but, the national emergency for the left and for the Democrats and for the Biden administration are Joe Biden's sinking poll numbers.
Yeah.
That's a national emergency. So they'll use any other ruse to declare a national emergency, whether it is monkeypox, which is a legitimate disease. It is happening. It is spreading. But it is not the kind of contagion that merits a national emergency. At this point, whenever you're hearing this administration move its mouth and talk about either national emergencies or we've lowered gas prices or inflation is going down, or jobs are going up, you know that this is a massive spin to hide what is actually happening. And that is, the latest Gallup poll shows the vast majority of Americans on both sides of the aisle do not want to see Joe Biden run for re-election. 60% of Americans are dissatisfied with Joe Biden and what he is doing to our country. And that is saying something, because that is a higher number than even that wonderful President Jimmy Carter had scored with America. So the national emergency is not monkeypox. It's Joe Biden's performance as president and thereby the entire Democrat Party's existence for the next 16 years.
Wow. I mean, when we watch it from afar, it's interesting. You went to Harvard. Am I correct about that?
Yeah,
Now, I did not. I went to Miami University in Ohio. I did not get an economics degree. But unless they've changed the definition of what causes inflation, the Democrats are about to pass this reconciliation bill and send billions of more dollars into the economy while restricting manufacturers' abilities to create goods, which when I grew up was the definition of what causes inflation.
Well, you're seeing, first off, the administration has redefined recession, Mark. So yeah, better stop talking about recession in the way we've talked about it for 100 years. You got to adjust here. You got to adjust to the Biden definition, which is not a recession apparently right now. But the problem is you have right now their Inflation Reduction Act, which itself is a huge misnomer. It's a misnomer because, yes, it reduces inflation, but remember, what is the rate that it reduces inflation at? 1/3 of 1%, not this year, not next year, not the year after, 9 years from now. 1/3 of 1% inflation reduction 9 years from now. And that's what they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act. And guess what? That's not just me putting a spin on it. The White House Economic Communications Director quote tweeted an article highlighting this fact and said, yes, this is the general consensus. 1/3 of 1% reduction in the inflation rate is what this bill will do 9 years from now.
So technically, it might reduce inflation during Ron DeSantis' second term.
Yes, technically it could. But I don't think, I really, it's so hard to believe that we've only gone through 16, 17 months of Joe Biden at this point. And he's been able to dismantle so much of what made our economy healthy and successful in just the 16, 17 months he's been in office. So it's so hard to fathom what is going to happen in the next 8 years. It's so difficult to imagine that we still have several years left of this administration, and it's only been a year and a half, almost two, that he's been putting a wrecking ball to everything that used to make us pay for a lot less at the gas.
Yeah, it reeks of desperation. There's no doubt about that. Chanel Rione, listen, always a pleasure to see you, like I got to see you the other night, and to have you on the radio. Thank you.
Good to see you, Mark. And make sure everyone downloads the OAN Live app, just in case you were one of those people that got bumped from the woke Verizon folks.
Yes.
So make sure you download the OAN Live app. Everyone's streaming now. But, of course, if you've got the smaller cable providers who aren't woke yet, then you shouldn't have nothing to worry about.
Sounds good. Chanel, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Chanel Rione there, One America News. She's great. Cortland, great. Great to see them the other night. And that little boy is just adorable. I'm telling you, he was entertaining the whole crowd. He's used to. There's a great picture of him. She's got on her Facebook page with President Trump and Cortland at Bedminster for that golf tournament. I think it must have been just a couple weeks ago, when they were up there. Anyway, it's a great picture of them. So great to get her on here. Really is. I'm going to get to a break here. We got What's on the Web with Anna coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. 314-241-9797.
What's on the Web? Brought to you by Anna.
All right. Anna Bowman, our digital producer, in the studio with us right now, along with the one and only Tricia Siegman, who's graced us with her presence as well. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Anna, good to have you back.
Thanks.
What's going on out there? What do you got posted for us this morning?
So I just posted this story. A stray dog found its way into a church during a wedding, and they kind of just let it in there. It was mingling with the guests. It watched the couple's vows from the doorway. And then after the ceremony, when the bride and groom walked back down the aisle to leave, the dog greeted them, and they said they knew immediately they had to take it home and adopt it. And that's exactly what they did. And I'm not somebody that's super obsessed with dogs or anything like that, but I think that's just about the best way to be like, oh, yeah, this is how I got my dog.
Where did this happen?
I think it was in Brazil.
Brazil, okay. Yeah, yeah, nice.
But I just
Trisha would do that. So keep totally when you get married this fall, stay away from dogs.
I love it so much. My dog would be mad about it.
Yeah, yeah. Lou would not. He would not like. He would not
stray dogs
like that
in Vegas
very much.
Are different than Brazil.
Are they really?
Are they?
What's wrong? What's wrong with the dogs in Vegas? Are they all stoned or what?
Sure.
Oh that's yeah, that could be it. I don't know.
They have a gambling addiction.
Can't afford those dogs.
But I just posted that on 971talk.com, and there's also a picture of the dog on there if anyone wants to see that. Sweet. So
I do.
Probably going viral all over the world, I'm sure.
I'd also love if people checked out our Facebook and Instagram. Our Instagram is 971FMTalk, and every week we're reaching more and more people. This past month, we've reached over 170,000 people,
woo!
Which is crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Spreading the word, Mark.
I know. That's great.
Out there.
That's great. You know, I have an Instagram. I got an Instagram
you
account.
Did?
Did I tell you,
you
why? I did.
I know why.
What's
How
that?
Am I the last person to know
this? I'm not telling. I don't tell very many people.
It's because you want to be able to look at pictures of your grandson.
I don't tell.
No.
I don't tell very many people, he says on the radio.
That's got nothing to do with it. I did it. You're going to laugh at me why I did it.
Who are you
because
following?
I'd never done Instagram before. But my daughter, my 14-year-old, this was a year ago or so, was trying to get to 200 followers on Instagram. And she was stuck at 199. And I heard her talking about it, and I'm like, well, I'm going to create an account and not tell her and then like her account just so she can get to 200 followers. So
what
that's why I did
dad.
It.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever posted anything
amazing.
On there, but I do have an account. So
does she know?
She does now. She knew pretty quickly after that. Her mom told her. But yeah.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Because I don't really count, right? I mean,
you
I don't.
Do, though.
But because I just did it to follow her, but I don't really follow her because I never opened the app. That's my problem.
I'm on Instagram more than I am Twitter.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Pictures.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got on the TikToks last night.
The TikTok.
Yep. Went down that rabbit hole.
That is a time suck right there from what I hear. I don't have it, but I hear it is.
Yeah, you could be on there for hours.
What?
And don't they have an algorithm that if you're mostly watching videos about dogs and weddings?
Yep.
Every video of a dog in a wedding starts getting added to your feed, right?
Yes, it's actually crazy. Your
Those
for you
Chinese,
pages.
They're very smart.
Yeah, they got my number now.
They got your number, they got your address, they got your credit card, they got everything.
Take all my information, show me more dogs.
I mean, honestly, they've talked about restricting TikTok use in this. Can you imagine?
That.
There might be a revolt.
The military is not allowed to have TikTok on their phone.
The country of India banned it because they thought the Chinese were getting too much information.
I don't understand. Sometimes I see people in jail making TikToks. And I don't like they're just dancing around in their cells. And I'm like, how
do you have a phone?
I don't know. It doesn't make any. And they're really bad quality. So
they've smuggled the phone.
Yes.
Make TikToks.
Not a great too much concrete. Around the building.
Maybe they're bad quality because they're only allowed to have flip phones if they're in prison. And therefore, the video is not very good. Could that be it?
You're allowed to have flip phones in prison?
I don't know. If you're making TikToks, you got to make them somehow, right? You'd have to have a smartphone or something with a...
Or the guards are taking
videos. Oh, the guard could be doing it for
you. That's probably the most likely.
Yeah.
Dance and I'll make you famous so you can pay your
bail. They have millions of views and millions of likes every time I see them.
Really?
Yeah.
People,
the guards
may
be making some money off of that.
That's good. Yeah. That's possible. Yeah. That's possible. At least they're watching the people, unlike in St. Louis County Jail, where they don't, apparently. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
We had Mark Harder on the other day. I think I'm not making light of it. They had another death in the county jail the other day. I mean, these things are happening at an alarming rate.
But in the city, the doors aren't locked.
No, that's true. They just don't lock the cells.
So that's how you get your phone in. You can just walk
apparently.
Out, get your phone, and come back.
Yeah, that's true. What else you got for us?
That was the only story I have right now.
That's posted
but
up?
But we have some funny videos that I posted this week that I really loved. And they got a lot of views, so people are liking them too.
Did a lot of people like our election results page
they
this
did.
Week?
Yes, a lot of people were looking at that. That's on the website. That was posted on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, all of the election results.
Yeah, we talked earlier. Ashlyn told me that we'd gotten a lot of downloads on the Catherine Penner interview.
Yes, I just saw that.
And because Channel 4, I joked about this. My friend Russell Kinsall, who still works over there, they sent him out to find her, and he couldn't find her. And that's what his story was the other day. So we had her on the next day. I'm like, it wasn't that much trouble to find her.
We found her.
We found her. So people can go there and download that or watch it.
She's a nice lady. That's interesting. Because she really is not doing any kind of promotion, mm-hmm. any kind of no putting herself out there. Even her email address that we've been corresponding with is very cryptic.
It's about her books. It's not about her campaign.
She's an author. Yeah.
Yeah. The email address isn't that, though. I'll show it to you off air. But
and there's a blog on there.
There is a blog on there. A very small portion of it is about the campaign. And then it was interesting that all of the her neighbors were coming out and saying, we didn't know she was running. Well, if you didn't know she was running, who did know she was
running?
Thank you. It's wild.
When I moved into my house a couple years ago with my family, their neighbors didn't know they were moving either. They didn't put a for sale sign out or anything. They tried to do it in secret because mm-hmm. I guess everybody hated this family and they didn't want to give them the satisfaction of we're moving.
Yes.
And so we moved in and all of our neighbors were like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
And they liked you immediately.
Yeah. They were so happy. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She's a stealth candidate in many ways. We'll find out. I'll
seems to
let
be a
you
winning
know.
Strategy.
It worked in the primary, didn't it? For sure.
Let's see what happens in November.
We'll see what happens. All right. Anna, thank you very much. Tricia, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Victoria,
Mark.
Thank you for being here this week.
My pleasure. Get my voice back here. Sorry, guys. Thanks for sticking with me, everyone.
Great to catch up with you this week.
It's been fun. I really enjoyed
enjoy
it.
Enjoy your travels.
I told them I don't mind waking up to see these wonderful faces.
Thank you.
Cool. Truly.
Hey, Brian Kilmeade's up next. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.